Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Sukkah. Today we are learning Parak Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel, and Parak Gimel, Mishnah Yud Dalet. Now when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, the mitzvah of the Arba Minim was observed on the first day of Sukkot, even when it fell on Shabbos, both inside and out of the Beis HaMikdash. However, carrying the Arba Minim in a Rishus HaRab, in a public area, on Shabbos is Aser Midaraisa, is not allowed on a Torah level. The Mishnah is now going to describe how this Avera was avoided outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Yom Tov Harishon Shechag Shecholios B'Shabbos, when the first day of Yontif fell out on Shabbos, Kol Ha'am Molichin Es Lulveihin LeBeis HaKnesses, all of the people would bring their Arba Minim to the Shul before Shabbos, because again, it is Aser to carry them in the street on Shabbos itself. Lamacharas mashkimin uvayim, and the next day on Shabbos they would come to the Beis HaKnesses, to the shul, early in the morning. Kol echad ve'echad makeres shelo v'notlo, each person would recognize his own lulav and ezrog and his the arba minim and take it to perform the mitzvah. That everyone had to use his own lulav. You couldn't borrow someone else, as we says. It says lokachim lochem. You got to take your own. And therefore, they would make sure to take their own lulav that they left in shul but from before Shabbos. Mipnei she'amru chacham ein adam yoti dechavaso biyom tov rishon shel chag belulavo shel chaveira, because the chacham said that a person cannot fulfill his obligation on the first day of Sukkot with the lulav of someone else. U'shar yimos chag adam yoti dechavaso belulavo shel chaveiro. But on the other days of Yontif, a person can fulfill his obligation of Arba Minim with the lulav of someone else. Continuing now with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Yudal. As we just learned, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, the mitzvah of taking the Arba Minim on the first day of Sukkot applied even on Shabbos. The Mishnah, however, is now going to discuss the halacha of someone who mistakenly carried them in a public area, in a Rishus HaRabim, on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag Shel Cholios B'Shabbos, when the first day of the Yontif of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, v'shachach v'hotzias halulav l'rishus harab, and he forgot that it was Shabbos, and he carried his lulav out of the rishus hayach, the private domain of his own home, into the public domain, the rishus harabim, in preparation for this mitzvah. Pater says the mitzvah is not obligated to bring a karbon chatos that he would normally have to bring for violating Shabbos by accident. Mipnei Shahotzio Bershus, because he carried it with permission, meaning to say, he carried it for the sake of the mitzvah. That although he was usher, it was usher on a daraisa level for him to carry it even for this purpose, Rabbi Yossi holds the one who mistakenly desecrates Shabbos because he was involved with a mitzvah does not in fact have to bring a karbon chatas. Quick review, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel Torahs. That when the first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos, what would they do? They would bring their lulavim, their esrogim, their arba minim to the shul before Shabbos. They would leave it there, and the next day they would all come, and they would pick out their own lulav, because the Mishnah says that, as the Chacham teach us, that a person can't fulfill his obligation on the first day of Yontif without his own lulav. It would be using someone else's, and therefore they would make sure to go. They couldn't carry it on Yontif, so they would make sure to leave it there before Yontif, get to the shul, and find their own arba minim, and they would use that for the mitzvah. And the Mishnah concludes by saying that while it's true that on the first day of Yontif you can only use your own, on the other days the Chacham were making, and they said that you can use the lulav of someone else. And then, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Yud Dalet Torahs, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, that if the first day of the Yontif falls out on Shabbos, and a person mistakenly, he forgets that it's Shabbos and mistakenly takes his Arba Minim out of his home into Rishus HaRabim, so the Mishnah said that he's not obligated to bring a Karban Chatos, a sin offering, even though normally for carrying Beshogig you would have to, but because here he was involved in a mitzvah, even though what he did was Aser, he wouldn't have to bring the Karban Chatos. Have a great day.